Welcome to As for Football's Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. As for Football's Army Football Show is brought to you by Emblem Athletic. Sign up at emblemathletic.com and be a gear hero for your unit today.
It is almost like the night before Christmas. We have waited the entire offseason. We have looked at every single stupid article, poll, crap piece that ESPN, CBS Sports, whoever the hell has put out, and it's here. It is game week. We had a little teaser last week of some horrible football, but this week, Army Black Knights are back in action. Welcome back to the show. This is the As for Football Army Football Show brought to you by Emblem Athletic. It's your host, Jordan, in Atlanta, Georgia, joined today by Dan in Coastal Connecticut and Rob in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Gentlemen, it's here. How are we feeling?
Good, man. My picks kind of burned in along with the Nebraska Cornhuskers, but other than that, I got no complaints. I can't wait for some Army football this weekend.
Hey, I still kind of believe in Scott Frost, but I don't know if I would bet money. Rob, how you feeling?
Well, after that that game, I'm pretty much out on the black skirts. I'm giving up on them. I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. You would think that the Fighting Illini, which don't have much fight, wouldn't have been able to put it on them like that. But it is what it is.
Yes, it is. And as a reminder, this show is brought to you by Emblem Athletic. Emblem is the source for all your custom sporting goods needs. Let them trick out your unit today, whether that unit is military, police, fire, or your flag football team. We've got a lot of newly commissioned second lieutenants out in the Army who are about to report to the first units. Friends, if that's you, let me make you a promise. The very first thing they're going to ask you to do when you get to your unit is make company t-shirts. This does not have to be hard. Go to emblemathletic.com. Emblem has great stuff with great quality, and their website makes it easy. Artist makes it easy. You answer a few questions, they lead you through the rest of the process. We used Emblem to create our 2021 season t-shirts. It was super easy. Check these out on your website and become a gear hero for your unit. Look good, play good, feel good. Emblem Athletic can help. So with that, let's recap summer camp. You know, summer camp, not camp fun at Buckner, but actual football summer camp wrapped up this past weekend. Army had its third and final scrimmage. And we are down to four potential starting quarterbacks: Tyre Tyler, Christian Anderson, Jamel Jones, and Jabari Laws. So Tyler and Anderson are ahead at the start of this recording. That's kind of the inside scoop. Coaching staff seems to want to work Laws into the mix somehow. And I think you have to, because he's so fast in space and so dynamic and explosive. And considering that he's got the best arm of any quarterback in the room, it seems like he'll have the 2 minute spot at a minimum. One college football news site, Hot Route Analysis, is a monster fan of Tyler. They have him as the number six quarterback in the country. Dan, what's your take?
I mean, I am as big a Tyre Tyler fan as there is. I don't know if I have him in my top 10, you know, nationally among all quarterbacks, but I do think that the Army offense looks very good this year. I'm super excited to see how these guys play. I really think they're going to surprise us and come out and be like explosive and dynamic. I guess we'll talk about it next week, whether or not that works out, but I'm psyched. I mean, I am really psyched. Haven't been this excited in a while.
That's good. You know, admittedly, I'm a little not nervous, but kind of, you know, cautiously optimistic. We saw a lot of immaturity last year, not immaturity in the way he acted, but immaturity in some of the decisions he made on the field and maybe putting the ball on the ground a little too many times. But we also saw that grit and that resilience to come back. And you know, obviously everything's a learning experience. I definitely think TT kind of grew as the season went on. Rob, what's your take? Do you think that he has the skill set and the maturity and the leadership ability to be the starting quarterback week one?
I'm going to say yes, because I think coach has a lot of confidence in him. If you watch last year, there were some moments where, you know, at least as an Army fan, I'm screaming at the television telling coach to pull him because he wasn't performing.
Georgia State or Georgia Southern.
Yes. The way that he should have. And coach stuck with his guy, you know? So I think there's probably some favoritism, but I think coach is sticking with his decision, because if you pull a young guy like that, regardless of how skilled he is, it's still going to get in his head. So I think the fact that coach was willing to kind of stick with him through the stretch, particularly in the Georgia Southern game, shows that coach has some confidence in him, and he's hoping that he'll make the, you know, make the right decision. I think this is interesting that they give these the top 10 players ranking by overall statistics. I wonder if they're using like Madden analysis or college football, you know, NCAA 14 analysis, if that's going to be kind of like how they're going to shake out when the next video game comes out, or is this just some arbitrary, you know, is it just some arbitrary ranking system that these guys came up with? Because again, that's one of the interesting things that are coming, you know, with name, image, and likeness and the rebirth of the NCAA or some variation of an NCAA football game. You know, are these stats like the real deal, or are these the ones that they're working on just to present it? And so I'll pause there, but that was kind of my thoughts on this whole thing.
Yeah, so if you look at ESPN, CBS Sports, whatever, I mean, you would think it's the Ryan Day fan club. And everything they put out is Ohio State or Oklahoma or USC. Like, they literally only talk about 10 programs and 10 quarterbacks. And you look at the Heisman ranking, and it's those same people. And, you know, it's not really hard to do the math and realize that, oh, well, the schools they talk about are some of the schools with the largest alumni bases or, you know, biggest brands, revenue, whatever. But if you look at this list, you got Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma. Don't really agree with that. Bo Nix, Auburn. I think that's legitimate. And then you got Kent State represented. You have Army representative. You have Arizona State. You have UCF. And then you have Fresno State represented. So you have five schools that don't really get a ton of media attention. So this leads me to believe that these guys actually did some analysis instead of putting out some BS puff piece so they get a bunch of clicks from, you know, Oklahoma.
So Dan, let me point out, yeah, I was going to say, let me point out two things about that. First off, Kent State's offense last year was unbelievable. Holy smokes. They were so good on offense. They did let Buffalo run all over them in that one game that I think everybody in America watched, but their offense was legit. I mean, really legit. And the other thing is, let's all remember, take a deep breath. Remember, Tyler last year was a converted slot back. They had him practicing all summer at the slot, and then he got hurt. He didn't practice for a month. And then it's like, oh crap, we hurt four of our quarterbacks. Now this is an emergency. Let's pull this guy off the bench and hope for the best. And this guy won, you know, games, like not just one game. He won multiple games. And, you know, yeah, did he have a rough first half against Georgia Southern? Yes, he did. But they won that game. So I listen, is he one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the nation? Like, I find that to be a stretch. However, is he going to be massively improved? Of course he is. Obviously he is.
Yeah. No, I mean, and just, you know, the reps, the game experience, the time in, you know, spring, you got summer camp, you know, I'm excited to see what the kid can do. Like I said, and like Rob touched on, you know, coach really believed in him last year, and he hit some adversity and he powered through it. So hopefully over the last 9 months, he's been given kind of the skill set to succeed. And that would be great if he can come out and doesn't look like a slot back anymore and, you know, gets a starting job. You know, Christian Anderson, where does he fall in the conversation? He started off really good, got injured, never really fully came back from that. You know, he's the firstie. He won the starting job last year. Are we totally discontinuing him, or do we think he's on this list because he's the firstie and, you know, he started last year?
The scuttlebutt is that he practices really well. You hate to discount what he did, because he was absolutely, he did exactly what they needed him to do against Air Force, which was a very tough game. Mm-hmm. And he looked better than Tyler by a pretty substantial margin in the bowl game. So, you know, I don't know what to say. If he gets a start, I'm not going to be upset, but I think if you're looking at the future of the program, you know, Tyler's got a more playing time and probably a little higher ceiling. So I'd like to see that, but it's not my decision, and whatever the coaches do, I'll live with.
Yeah. Rob, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to see good quarterback play. And I think, you know, the depth is a good thing, because like we have talked about on previous shows, injuries are going to happen. So as long as we have the depth to kind of keep cycling through them, I think that keeps the offensive momentum going. As much as we complain about, you know, quarterback switching out from series to series, but being able to have some type of durability on the bench is a great thing. So, you know, when you're four or five deep in the QB position, particularly as an option team, you've got a much better chance of surviving a season than you would if you were only one or two deep.
I agree. And really, at the end of the day, I don't want to see us put the ball on the ground, because that really drives me crazy.
Oh, man, I'm having like 100 people over here to watch the game. They better not put the ball on the ground like that.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Finally, CBS Sports formally announced Jason Horwitz as the new Army play-by-play guy for home games. Russ Tucker returns on color commentary. Theo Gervasio returns as sideline reporter. James from Brigade Review, who is not on this week, reached out to Jason, and they kind of touched base and swapped stories. So I'm looking to have Jason on the show a little bit later in the season. Obviously, everyone on this show is a big Ben Holden fan, and just going to leave it at that. Dan, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, CBS Sports made a business decision, and let's hope that Mr. Horowitz, you know, treats it like a football game, and we don't get overwhelmed with the honor of West Point. It's my thought.
Rob?
Yeah, I actually liked Ben Holden. His analysis was good, and he understood the offense, so it made it a little bit better, you know. But, hey, business is business. And like we always say, it comes down to the money, and they made a call.
Yeah. So that we're going to leave it at that. We're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly summer camp edition. Dan, why don't you cover the good for us?
Oh, obviously the best thing is that the offseason is over. Army football is back. Hallelujah. You know, the team looks good. When you hear Coach Munkin talk, I don't hear a guy trying to keep, you know, temper expectations with kind of that low key coach speak. Like, he sounds confident, and that gives me amazing confidence, because he rarely at this time of the year is he like, oh yeah, you know, these guys look good in practice. Like, that is very rare to hear that. We've talked about, science suggests this might actually be the best offense of the Munkin era. Boy, if that doesn't work out to be correct, you guys are going to tell me that I've been crazy. But I read a preview recently that said Army is going to Army at Georgia State. And I got to be honest and say that I am not entirely sure that that's correct. I think this team right now is bigger, faster, and more experienced than we've seen in a good long while. You know, we're going to talk about in a little while, I think Army's going to have a size advantage at the point of attack against Georgia State, which is insane. I'm looking forward to seeing what this offense does. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I think they might shock some people, like legitimately shock them. Finally, I just want to take a note, and obviously this has been going on for a while, but our As for Football team has expanded. We brought on Rob. We brought on James. Rob is our sound engineer. James is writing the previews this season. I feel really good about where, you know, we are as a group heading into this season. We did a lot of work over the offseason to like try to grow our fan base. So friends, if you got friends out there who like Army football, who aren't listening to As for Football, don't pay attention to us. Like, do us a favor and share this podcast, because we've done a lot of work to try to make this better for you this season.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I used to live downtown, actually kind of where Georgia State is. And so I would see some of their football players walk into, you know, Waffle House or Chick-fil-A or whatever. And they're not that big. So, granted, I was in a car and they were walking on the street, but from that perspective, they didn't look that big. So, Rob, you're going to go ahead and take the bad. What do we have?
All right. So let's talk about the bad. Preseason football is just awful, right? Nobody wants to talk about this stuff. One of the other piece of it is we really don't get a lot of visibility on the teams that we are concerned about. So everybody is assuming Navy will be back because they're bad, you know, last year, but they've had two down years in a row. That's kind of unusual for that program, but that was also a less likely occurrence when they weren't in a conference. I think, you know, the longer they stay in conference play, the more game film people have and they can scheme around their offense. So I think that's going to hurt them as long as they stay in the conference. A lot of folks assuming that Navy will be better than Air Force for reasons I cannot fathom. And then week zero expectations really don't matter. Who thought that the Fighting Illini would be the Running Illini as they just stomped all over the center of the black skirt defense. And Nebraska will forever wear that moniker for me until they get a shutout.
That was awful. It really was.
So we don't have any ugly. Nothing's ugly yet. We got Real Army football this weekend. So we'll see how everybody plays and update accordingly. Real quick, got some late breaking news from Sal on Twitter. Army football will bring kickers Quinn Moretzky and Cole Talley to Georgia State, yet to be determined who will handle field goal, extra point, or kickoff duties. So while there is a contentious quarterback battle brewing, there's also a kicking battle brewing in the background. So
put me on Team Moretzky. Not that I've seen the other kid play that much, but Quinn's father follows me on Twitter. He's a good follow, coaches water polo in Hawaii. So I'm on Team Moretzky.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, I don't think we did any analysis on the kickers, but
no, we did not. No, we did not. I thought Maritsky was good last season. I mean, he made the kicks he was supposed to make. Bottom line, so I was fine with it.
It was like the first time where we didn't have to worry about the kicker, and it wasn't like, you know, a heart attack every time we kicked an extra point. So
yeah, that's all I need from my kicker, honestly.
Fact.
That is correct.
Or fiction.
Incorrect.
Moving on to fact or fiction off-season review. A quick review of our off-season fact or fiction. We don't know the answers to all of these, and we won't for a couple weeks. I said most of the plays we'll run in the spring will never be used in the fall based on historic precedents. Don't know yet. Dan said Tyer Tyler comes out of camp as a starter. 50-50 shot at this point. James says more than 50% of the plays this year will actually be the triple option. We'll get back to you in January. James also said the Army fan base won't know who the starting quarterback is until the night of September 3rd. We'll see. Rob, regardless of the records, Army versus Wisconsin will be closer than the experts think. Dan, Eric Smith leads the team in total tackles by 10 or more. James, Hazeek Daniels starts for Air Force against Navy. And finally, Dan, after forgoing his dream to play both football and lacrosse at Navy, former starting quarterback Xavier Arline will now sit on the bench to start the season for the Mitts. Any takes, updates, amendments we need to make to these gentlemen?
I will say that just the press coming out of Navy, they suddenly seem a little higher on Arline. So I may wind up eating my words on that one. We'll see.
No, I'm kind of inclined to agree with Dan on that one, but I'm still going to stick with they're going to keep him as a number two until somebody gets broken.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll see what happens. Moving on, Georgia State preview. So last season, they were 6-4, finished 4-4 in the Sun Belt. Notable wins over East Carolina, Troy, Georgia Southern, Western Kentucky, and Western Kentucky in the Lending Tree Bowl. Dan, can you take us through their offense?
Yeah, so I rewatched their game against Georgia Southern this weekend. And so they run a standard read option look out of a spread set from the pistol. Conceptually, it's not that different from the triple option. If you remember what Coach Drinkall told us, you know, essentially they're running it from the shotgun with a running back on the quarterback's hip. The quarterback can keep per a standard read option, or he can hand off to the running back there as kind of like a dive, or he can throw a quick out to the wide receivers and which is sort of like their pitch play, maybe 5-10 yards down the field. They also do an occasional speed option, like they'll actually run a speed option to the outside. The Panthers return all 11 starters on offense. Leading the team is quarterback Cornelius Quad Brown. He is a redshirt sophomore. He was a 58.6% percentage completion passer last year, almost 2,300 yards, 17 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 12 sacks. He also had 98 carries for 301 yards and 7 touchdowns, much more likely to run in the red zone than anywhere else. Big dude, does not carry it as much as you might think. Running back Dustin Coates last year led the team with 166 carries, 4.6 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns. He made the Sun Belt preseason all-Sun Belt team, so I don't know what that's worth, but he's a good player. They have a bunch of talented receivers. I mean a bunch, all of whom are averaging more than 10 yards per catch. They had 22 rushing touchdowns, 18 passing touchdowns. When I watched these guys, I really wasn't super impressed with their offense, except for the deep ball. My God, they have a really good deep passing game.
All right, so moving on to the defense. The defense had a 3-4 defense that was good at getting sacks last year. They weren't so great at stopping the other team from scoring. Better against the run and the pass in 2020. They had the 33rd ranked rushing defense, allowing 136 yards per game, but at almost 3.9 yards per carry. Their 113th ranked passing defense, allowing 273.7 yards passing and 21 passing TDs. 79th ranked in scoring defense, allowing 31.7 points a game. They have very talented secondary returning, aggressive defensive line, and mostly new linebackers. So what that means, a little quick analysis, is if Army does have the size advantage, look for them to change the frontage of their defense. You have to scheme around the option, and if you have particularly new linebackers in there, you're going to need to give them some help. So you may see a 4-4 defense, maybe, but or some
that
kind of
surprise me.
Yeah, or some kind of nickel package with like a linebacker playing strong safety. You know, one of their more athletic dudes that can play kind of both positions returning. Special teams and the betting line and TV coverage. So they have a senior kicker who's 13 and 16 in field goals. He's money from 29 yards in. He's 2-4 from 40 to 49 yards. And he is 0-2 from 50 plus yards, which, you know, that's pretty much standard for any college kicker, unless your name is Vinatieri. Named to the All Sunbelt preseason team. So they have a pretty decent special teams, and their defense has got an aggressive front line, which could cause some blocking issues. But I think based off of some of the preseason coverage from Army, that I think that's going to be the matchup to watch. And for the game within the game, so you may want to call up old Pete Beer and Tim Booth and kind of see what they're watching, because you might get some insights on what's going on. The line on this game is Army plus 3. I'm calling BS on that one. And the over under is 51.5.
Yeah, so, you know, you can find the Georgia State minus 2.5 if you look around for it. It's between 2.5 and 3, depending on where it is. I mean, for whoever's betting on Georgia State, I don't know, but there's that for you.
Go ahead. So I had this whole little monologue I had going, and then Rob just started talking, and I thought he was being an asshole, but turns out I was on mute. So what I was going to say was, you know, Dan, you talked about the deep ball, and, you know, typically the Army secondary is kind of our Achilles heel. That might not be the case this year. I've heard really good things about our safeties and cornerbacks. So that would be interesting to see if, you know, we could maybe counter some of those deep balls. And I think we're going to be much sounder on defense, especially in the secondary, than we have been in previous years. Dan, who are you taking? Well, obviously you're taking Army in this game. Plus 3. What's your thought on that, Dan?
I mean, it's a line. I mean, you know, here we are in the preseason. I think Georgia State got a lot of love in the offseason because they returned so many players on offense and because they're so explosive on offense. But I got to be honest with you, like, they really live or die on that deep ball. Southern should have beat them last year, and Army beat Southern without the mistakes. I'm not sure that game is even particularly close. I don't know. I think the Black Knights have a really good chance to win this game, especially, like I said, if they got the point, the size advantage at the point of attack. I mean, forget about it. That could get out of hand.
Rob, Army plus 3. You said it's BS. Why?
Because I think, you know, Army's going to perform. And it's the first game. Like, if it was the second or third game, maybe they would have a little bit better read on them. But I think coming out of the gate, the option is just too hard to prepare for, with last year being such an odd year to get ready. Not a whole lot of film, not a lot of trust in the system. Like, if you're watching films from Army last year and then you know that they have 5 different quarterbacks, who do you scheme against? You know, so it makes it much, much harder for the defense to prepare against the triple option offense, which is already difficult to prepare for. But then if you have to account for somebody's ability to throw or somebody's ability to, you know, set the edge and get outside versus running up the middle, it makes it a lot more problematic for the defense, I think. And Army has got the edge in that category, both offensively and defense in the line positions. So I think Army will win by 3 or greater. So I'm going to take that action.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really see this game coming down to a field goal. I think it's going to be a little more than that. Money line is plus 125, and ESPNU has the game kickoff at noon. Dan, I just asked you about betting takes. What's your take overall in the game?
Well, like I said, you know, I rewatched the game. I wasn't super impressed with Georgia State's offense. Their running game didn't look great. They had a lot of quick passes to the outside, which is a thing we've seen a ton of teams try to do against Army. You know, I think as long as Army doesn't get beat over the top, they got an excellent chance to win this game. The flip side of that, though, is that if Georgia State wins in the trenches, if their D-line bows up and really stops the dive, then the Black Knights are going to struggle. So, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we've got more size and strength and a lot more speed. I mean, a lot more speed than this team has seen in a while. If they put 8 in the box, I'd be really interested to see if Army can succeed in getting outside on that. But I guess we'll be talking about this same thing next week.
Yeah. Rob, what are your takes, and what do you think it's going to take for Army to win the game?
I think it's going to be ball control again. If the quarterback is as good as he is, I mean, if you can get a couple of passes deep and you score, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win if Army controls the tempo. So you can't throw the long ball if you don't have the ball at all. So I think Armor's going to come out, establish the dive in the first half, and then they're going to start spreading the ball around once they get up a score or two. And then I think it'll just get out of hand because 3.9 yards per carry as a defense is not very good. And if you're looking, staring at the heart of the Army running game, that is going to be a rough one for you.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen very few teams at this level. Now, I'm not talking about Alabama and Clemson and, you know, you have Travis Etienne and stuff like that, catching passes. Very few teams in the group of five at this level who can successfully win the game by only throwing the football. So I think as long as we're able to stop 50% of their passes or more, ideally, I think we have a very real shot at winning. Also, offensive line is going to be coming out and they're going to be healthy. So, you know, knock on wood, that's what we see throughout the entire season. But typically, the breakdown on offense is when the offensive line can't get that 1 yard push right off, and then the fullback falls behind them for another 2 to 3. It's an issue when their defensive linemen can get through and they get us in the backfield, and we have a negative yardage play. So, realistically, the way I look at it, as long as we can beat their defensive line, I trust Nate Woody and I trust our defense enough to keep them in check and keep us in the game enough. Offense really just needs to be able to move down the field. We saw in some of our scrimmages and stuff like that, that the offense had really progressed in a lot of ways. So it'll be really interesting to see what this game looks like at the end of the day.
So, absolutely, man. I'm fired up. Like I said, I'm a believer. I really am.
Yeah, it should be a good football game. Rob, I'll see you there in person. If you see either one of us, make sure you come up and we will give you a As for Football sticker that you
and the mugs. Rob has the mugs. Oh. I mailed him the mugs.
Yes, I have mugs as well. So I have mugs and stickers. I'm actually going to be prepackaging them together to make them all nice. So when I hand the mug to you, there should be stickers inside. If they're not, that means my nephew stole them. But
awesome.
Well, if you see me, I'll give you a sticker. If you see Rob, he'll give you a mug. So pick who you want.
To be clear, the mugs are for members of our Firsty Club. Those are our Firsty Club exclusives. That was James' plan, and I think it worked. I think our Firsties are pretty fired up about getting those tailgate mugs.
Sweet. So fact or fiction, people are happy about the mugs. Sound like that's a fact. Dan, what's your fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction, Army wins by 10 points, and I would like to point out the stat of the day. Georgia State is 4-16 straight up in their last 20 games played in September. That is an ominous stat if you're a Panthers fan.
I'm going to go ahead and say fiction. I think we're going to win by 7.
All right. Oh, well, that would be fine. Rob?
I'm going to say fact. I think there's going to be a sneaky play action pass midway through the third quarter, and it's going to go for a touchdown. So we'll win by 10.
Fact. I'm going to say fact as well. Quarterbacks with under 60% completion percentage, not a strong running game, that doesn't tend to work out for you against the Army Black Knights. Obviously, we're going to come back and talk about this next week, but I really think Army's going to roll. I'm a believer.
I would love that. I would love nothing more than for Army to roll. And midway through the second quarter, I can just, you know, put my blood pressure medication down and just kind of enjoy the game. But we'll see. That being said, fact or fiction, Army has 300 yards of rushing.
I'll say fact.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with fact, too.
I'm going to go with fact as well.
I'm high on the offensive line this year. I think they're going to do
well. Yeah, I agree. And that's not because my brother is an offensive lineman, but no bias there.
Oh, you got to support your family.
Rob, did you have a fact or fiction, or are you leaving us hanging?
Let's see. So fact or fiction, there will be a pick six in this game.
I will take fiction.
Fiction.
I'm going to say fact. I think they're going to get pressure on the quarterback. He's not that accurate. I think he's going to fold like a cheap card table after he gets hit in the mouth a couple times. I'm saying we'll see a turnover for a score, but I'm going to say pick six just to be positive. I think it's
all right. All right. Bonus. That would be amazing.
All right, so let's close the show out, gentlemen. Dan, you had a favorite thing?
Yeah, so I talked last week about dropping my kid off at college, and then I wrote about it on my personal blog, Casa Cabeza, and I just want to point out, you know, practically everybody I know commented on it on Facebook. You know, people were very nice. It was substantially more emotional at my house than I expected it to be. So You know, if you saw that, thank you. If you didn't see it, you can check it out. I mean, I don't care. I guess we've sort of gotten over the emotional hump now, but it was rough for a day or two there.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say because, you know, I don't have a kid that I've dropped off at college, but, you know, we're all rooting for you. And, obviously, you know, any type of change is difficult. So hopefully football season being back, makes things a little bit better.
Sure as hell ain't going to hurt.
Yeah. Amen to that. So real quick, before we log off, a lot of people reach out and ask, you know, how can we support the show? How can we get involved? You can follow us on social media. You can join our Patreon. Patrons get exclusive access to, you know, content like Games and Locks of the Week, as well as early access to shows. We have the Firsty Club Facebook group where we let people into the group, and then, you know, we interact with them during the game and get the hot takes and stuff like that. And we actually pull a lot of advice for shows and concepts and analysis from that group. So if you want to have a voice in what happens on this show, you can do that. Another way to get your voice on this show is either become one of our corporate sponsors or run a commercial. So we have a deck that we can send you that kind of lays out different pricing and tiers and stuff like that. So if you have a business and you're interested in either sponsoring this show, being one of the corporate sponsors, or sponsoring the roundtable show, or just running a commercial, reach out and we can figure something out. So is that it? Did I forget anything?
No, I think that's good, man. Yeah, we definitely have room for a couple of corporate sponsors. So if you have tried to figure out how to reach out to the business leaders of America, I'm just saying they went to CEO University and they listened to this show. Not for nothing.
Yeah. Plus, I have a mortgage. Dan's paying tuition. You know, if you wanted to help us out, help us help you, that we would appreciate it. So that being said, go Army, beat Georgia State.
Beat them.
As for Football would like to thank you for your continued support of the Army Football Podcast, As for Football, and Army Athletics. You can find us across all platforms of social media at As for Football. And as always, we would like to thank our sponsor, Emblem Athletic. Emblem Athletic is the source for all your custom sporting good needs. Be a gear hero for your unit today. Visit emblemathletic.com. Join the As for Football team for our next episode, coming soon to a podcast platform near you.